Well, Tom O'Rourke joins us this morning. He's the executive director at the Hartley Nature Center, and as you might expect, an outdoor enthusiast and an observer of the natural world. He's our guest this morning on North Shore. You're also a dad.
I am, yes.
So your challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to involve your kids in loving the outdoor world and bringing them into the outdoor world and engaging them, which, of course, is what you do at Hartley, but not going nuts in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's we're on the cusp of summer, even though the rain is here, and that means Griswold family camping adventures, which are sure to instill a lifelong passion for the outdoors. So I'm not going to talk today about locations up the North Shore where one might camp, because there's a million and one, and buy an Andrew Slade book if that's what you're looking for. But some tips and tricks of how to pack and how to plan and how to survive and thrive out there while introducing young people to the outdoors.
Right. Now, your kids are, you said, 7 and 10.
7 and 10.
So they're on this side of the surly teenage, I really don't want to be, seen in public with you people place, which is good.
Yeah, we are at the absolute sweet spot, I think, for taking kids camping. My wife right. and I think the bulk of their good family memories are going to happen between now and the next few years, because right. they're old enough to do things and to pack their own stuff and to carry a little bit of their own weight on a camping trip, but they're not so big that they're going to just be surly the whole time.
Exactly.
And not want to be around you.
And I can't get a signal. I can't get a signal.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So how do you start?
Well, so one of the transitions I had to make camping with kids, I had done a lot of boundary waters trips and sort of more remote, further from the car type of camping,
which
means that you have to be a minimalist in terms of gear because you're schlepping everything on your back.
Right.
So you don't want to carry too many things.
Right.
Making the transition to car camping and campsite camping with kids, my first mistake was one to try to replicate that same packing style, even though we're going to be at a campsite. And so, you know, people next to us are setting up like Lexan wine glasses and tablecloths and like really elaborate, lovely camping setups. And I'm cooking over like a single burner stove, you know, some freeze dried, terrible meal. So one of the things is, you know, you have to pack car camping. You can be a little bit more elaborate in the things that you bring.
You can have a little more comforts of home.
Yeah, to eat and to entertain. But the flip side is you don't want to have the pendulum swing too far. One of the joys of camping is simplicity. And so, you know, I see people who essentially bring their house with them when they go out camping, which to me kind of ruins the whole point of the thing.
Right.
Simplify.
Yeah.
Simplify.
Okay.
So find the sweet spot between privation and suffering
right.
and extravagance
things
and
like,
too many things.
Things like air mattresses.
Yeah. Like you can bring a folding chair, it turns out. You don't just have to be old and uncomfortable and sit on the ground.
Right. Yeah.
So that's one.
Okay.
One of the things that makes it easy to get out the door is if you have bins and you're ready to go. So you have pots and pans and you have your stove and you have your sleeping bags and you have those things at the ready so that when it's time to go, you're really concerned about food and getting the right clothes. You don't have to reinvent the wheel each weekend or whatever when you're trying to go camping. That you've got a organized bin that you know the things that I need are in this thing, and I need to grab it, and I need to put it in my car,
right.
and we're
and
ready to go.
The non-perishable food can just sit there or be replenished when you come back. I mean, the stuff in cans and boxes, you know, the mac and cheese can just sit there.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, need a little butter, need a little milk, need a couple steaks. All right, we're good to go.
Yeah, you try to make it as simple and easy as possible because you're going to do it more often if it's not such a production. You know,
excellent.
And going anywhere with kids is sort of like packing for an Arctic expedition anyway. So,
but like you say, they're old enough now that they can start to take responsibility for the things that they want to bring along.
Yeah, absolutely.
For entertaining themselves. All right. Have everything ready to go. Brilliant idea.
Yeah, so then you get there and you're at your campsite. Now, I want to encourage people also to practice some form of free-range parenting, right? One of the things that you're trying to do is to let your kids explore and have some investment in the trip, which means that you have to give them opportunities to weigh in and to help direct what you're going to do. So one of the things is just scale back your parental ambition, you know, of what you might want to accomplish. The term hiking for a kid, you might as well say, all right, kids, let's go on a death march. For whatever reason, kids don't gravitate towards that term. It's like math worksheet or something. So you have to kind of disguise what you're doing. You know, you're going on a scavenger hunt. You're going on an adventure. But really sort of letting the kids' interest and enthusiasm direct it versus, you know, we still have 2 miles to go before we reach this overlook that I read in the guidebook is going to be great. You know, you will be doomed for failure at that point.
Okay. All right. I love it. Yep.
One of the things I like to do is get my kids a disposable camera, and they can sort of help capture the memories of this place. And it's amazing. You know, kids, we've talked about this before. Kids are little wonderful naturalists. They are low to the ground. They don't miss anything. So they just have this great perspective on the outdoors that you get to experience through their eyes, you know, via going out with them. I took my son to Utah to go camping in the desert, and I got him this disposable camera, and I was trying to, you know, show him, like, look at this 1,000-foot cliff. It's amazing, this vista. And he was like, a lizard, you know, lizard.
Oh, yeah.
And he took 40 pictures, grainy, terrible pictures of lizards. But that's what he was into. And that's part of the way that you get your kids to like it is you don't try to be so overtly wanting them to like it so much, because that kind of ruins
makes them wonder, what's your agenda here?
Yeah. So let them discover, let them play. Obviously, you have to put parameters on that play, and you have to be safe, and you're going to these areas. You know, the North Shore is very rugged. Lake Superior is very cold. There's steep drop-offs. But you have to give your kids that latitude to explore and play and really be self-directed a lot of the times.
Excellent ideas. Anything else? We're running short of time, and I wish this conversation could go longer, but any last thoughts you want to wrap up with?
No, just remember, you all probably have great camping memories as a kid, and going out with your parents and having these wonderful, natural, sitting by the fire, roasting marshmallow experiences, and those are fundamental things that every kid should have. And just remember, it's going to be a little bit less fun for you than it is for your kids. They will have the memory, and you will have that memory too, but you'll also be like, well, it turns out that was a lot of work, but it was worth it and it was fun. And you're laying the foundation, hopefully, for a lifelong adventure for your children.
Oh, it sounds like fun. the Griswolds, I mean, Tom O'Rourke, talks about camping the North Shore, camping anywhere with kids, and helping to instill that love of the outdoors in them. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.